ready for this one? I don't know. If you guys aren't ready for this one, I don't know who is. I don't think I am. This is going to be a nasty adventure. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 songs, or maybe 11 and 2 stingers. I don't know how you want to interpret it now. I can't even really tell anymore with the stock reports. It gets so nasty and greasy in here. When you're going through 10 or 11 and 12 songs like this every day, and change over from song to song to song with the tempos like this. It's a lot to think about. Anyways, guess I got enough vape going here. I'm gonna listen to the beginning 3 or 4 notes of track 4 before I start this. Fred is dead, because I forget how that one goes. And you can't forget how songs go. That's bad. That's the thing, is that I don't ever want to forget how these songs go, even when it's like the first time I'm going through them, you know? These songs are so... any song by anybody that I'm doing in the stock reports is a dynamic enough thing that I'm like, holy shit, like, what would this sound like if it was coming through a PA? And that's what, I guess, gives me the inclination to play the song, or to improve my drumming ability when I'm playing. I'm taping a drumstick right now, as you guys can probably hear from the tape. Not the best time to be doing it or whatever, right before starting a stock report. But, yeah, whatever. I think the song after that one, I had to write down a little parts chart. But yeah, I think I'm clear enough. Let me listen to this. I'm going to cut it out post-stock report. All right, I think I'm ready here. So, 11 songs or 13 songs, depending on how you see it. Here we go. Thank you. magical hide tannic Stockport there. That was really good, I thought. Everything kind of bounced around there, and it just bounced into place right. So, that makes me debate doing more. But I know I shouldn't, you know, because I rode fucking 15 miles today on my bike. Probably not, but maybe. See how I rehydrate. Thanks for listening.